Unit 9. Common Sense. Reading 1. Dry cleaning. Although it has become a common feature of modern life, dry cleaning in one form or another dates back to ancient times. It was a simple accident in 1855 that led to the first recognized provider of dry cleaning. Jean-Baptiste Joly, a French dye works owner, noticed that spilling kerosene from a lamp on his greasy tablecloth resulted in it becoming cleaner. Through his dye works company, he offered a new service, naming it dry cleaning. The term dry cleaning is misleading in that the process is not actually dry. Clothes get just as wet using this method of cleaning. Instead of using a water-based solvent, a chemical solvent is employed to remove soils and stains from fabric. Because there is no water, the term dry cleaning came into popular use. There are a number of steps in the dry cleaning process. First, the dry cleaner treats any obvious spots by hand. This pre-treatment helps to loosen up any soils in the fabric so the solvent can work better. Once completed, the clothes are placed in a dry cleaning machine with the solvent. This machine manipulates clothes in a similar manner to a home washing machine to remove dirt and stains. In fact, the solvent, usually a chemical called PERC, can be reused after passing through a filter, making the entire process very economical. After removing the clothes from the machine, they are inspected for any remaining soils. During the dry cleaning cycle, greases and oils come out, while stains that contained water, such as tomato soup, don't get removed. Then water or wet side chemicals are used to treat remaining water-based stains. Once clean, the clothes are dried before being pressed and shaped. Reading 2. ISBN. An International Standard Book Number, ISBN, is a series of digits that identifies a book within the publishing industry. Unlike a barcode, which encodes numerical information in a graphic format for scanning purposes, an ISBN is a number. Each country has a designated agency to assign ISBNs for publishers and self-publishers located in that country. These agencies cannot assign ISBNs to publishers located in other countries. The primary purpose of an ISBN is to identify the title of a book or book-like product, such as an audiobook, to which it is assigned. For over 30 years, ISBNs were 10 digits in length. However, due to so many books being published in various formats, the ISBN system switched to a 13-digit format in 2007. Nowadays, most newly published books will only contain a 13-digit numeral, the ISBN 13, embedded along the lower edge of the book's barcode. The ISBN 13 consists of 5 distinct sections. First comes the number 978 or 979. This simply shows that the product is a book. Next, you will find the group or country identifier. For English-speaking countries, this will be a 0 or a 1. Then there is the publisher prefix, which will consist of between 2 and 7 digits, depending on the size of the specific block of ISBNs. After that, you can find the title identifier, which refers to the specific title, edition, and format. Finally, you will see the check digit, which is a single number calculated mathematically and is only relevant to computer databases. So, the next time you're wondering what that long number at the lower edge of a book's barcode means, just this one number contains these 5 pieces of information.